Vacation is part of principle. Vacation is part of principle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Vacation is part of principle. For years, I owned and published newspapers and magazines around the United States and thoroughly enjoyed it. But whenever it was time to take a vacation or time to be away, I often thought, people will miss me. People will miss me. And if they miss me, they're going to wonder where I am and what's going on. So I always announce before I have my vacation, I'm going on vacation. And then when I went on vacation, people knew where I was. And they were wondering where I was and what I did. And when I came back, they wanted me to tell them all about it. Well, the publisher of the newspaper here in the mountaintop in Campo, Lynn Neff and her husband, Tony, had a time for vacationing with her family recently. And so instead of putting out one issue of the publication, she skipped an issue. And she says, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to visit with my family. I'm going to visit with people who I dearly love. And so the East County Messenger didn't come out for one issue. And everybody says, where is it? Where is it? And those who read it thoroughly and read Lynn's column knew that she was on vacation. Well-deserved and well-earned. And she thoroughly enjoyed it, feeling no guilt that her work didn't come out, because she could lay that aside for a day, because that's her work, that's her life. But she could lay it aside to be with her family and be with her friends and be with people she loved. That's something that we all can learn to do, and we don't do it very well. We make the vacations few and far between. And as we make these vacations few and far between, we sort of get ruffled and our feathers get ruffled and we get out of sorts and we don't really do the kind of living that we should be doing. And the kind of living is a living where we are unbounded, we are free. Ellen was talking to Jeff Provence, our financial advisor, on the phone the other day, and Jeff and his wife, Alicia, had been married for so many years, it hardly seemed that many years, and their two little sons, Devin and Daniel, are doing just great in school, but Janessa is a beauty queen, and she's just entering high school, and everyone says, wow, what a beautiful girl. And of course, you can imagine what Alicia looks like, but what a wonderful family. And they always have to tell you all the latest news and all the latest activities that they're having in their world. And this is nice. Family are very important. And vacations are part of family. They're part of principle. If we don't take vacations, time to be with our family, time to have special times that we remember year-round, or maybe years around, of things that we've done, places that we've gone, adventures that we have. But actually, vacation is part of principle. If we were to learn to relax and be at peace, if we were to learn to just sort of let the terrors of our mind go, the things that we have to do, the places that we have to be, the ideas that we have to thought, if we'd let that go, we'd find that we are really very happy people. We find that we are really doing something wonderful. Illness is made up of tension. Unhappiness is made up of anxiety and tension and all these things. And those are things that vacations help you release and relax. These are things that vacations help you forget about. Now, we can learn to forget about it every day of our life. When we wake up in the morning, do we say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm fantastic, I'm fantastic? Do we wake up in the morning and just shake our head and shake our body and shake ourselves and say, I'm alive, I'm alert, I'm aware? Or do we lay back in bed and say, oh, another 40 minutes, 40 seconds, another 40? No, if we do that, we're not really excited about life. Every day of our life should be exciting, not terror. Not full of anxiety, not full of tension, not full of running other people's worlds, but just taking a few minutes to run our own world and say, I am peace. And take a deep breath. Take 10 deep breaths and let them all out. Breathe deeply and invigorate your muscle. What is it that operates your body? What is it that moves your body? What is it that gets your body going? It's oxygen. And if you don't breathe in that oxygen, if you don't breathe in that air, if you don't get that those muscles and those nerves and the energy of your body stimulated and moving and going, well, you will be sort of a dead doornail in no time. At least you'll be the living dead. The living dead are people who pretend to have problems, who pretend to have circumstances in life that are distressing to them, who pretend to have anxiety by concentrating on it. If we can learn to say to ourselves, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm wonderful. I add to it, I'm 25. I like that. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And everybody who sees me and everybody who says to me, hey, man, you look like a real young spring chicken. And I said, yeah, with silver hair. And they said, oh, I didn't even notice that. I didn't even notice that because your activity, your mannerism, your way in life. And I walk around the house sometimes and I'm thinking or concentrating or not paying attention to being young, dynamic, alive. And Ellen will come up to me and she'll say, Herb, where are your shoulders? And true, they're leaning forward. And so I lean them back and she says, that's my Herb. And so there I am, young, dynamic, and alive, just because Ellen reminded me I'm young, dynamic, and alive. I could have gone through the whole day with my shoulders forward, my shoulder to the wheel, and pushing and pushing and pushing and doing things like that, and totally unnecessary, totally unimportant. Vacation is part of principle. And I take a vacation every time I say I'm vital, dynamic, alive. Every time I say I like me. Every time I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, and oh, I feel so sparkly. The energy in my body is enlivened. Energy is in a battery. And if you plug the battery in and you use that energy, the energy does you good. But if the energy in the battery is never used, if you don't plug into the energy in the battery, it's going to just dissipate itself by lack of use. And pretty soon, the battery will cease to be beneficial, and it's dead. And who needs a dead battery inside of themselves? The only way we can have a live battery inside of ourselves is to be like Lynn Neff. Take a vacation and set aside your love of your life, the East County Messenger, the little newspaper that she puts out every month. And she has such a joy putting it out. But she has such a joy being with her family. That is her charger for her battery. That gets her battery going into high gear. And when she comes back, she has all sorts of adventures to tell of what she and her family did. And who cares what she and her family did? Everybody. Because everyone has a family. And whenever anyone tells us about their family, we're thinking about our family. We're energizing our family. When Jeff was talking to Ellen on the phone and describing all of the things that his family were doing and his dogs and his boys and his daughter were doing and his wife was doing, he just was full of energy and full of delight. And they came alive a moment, that very moment for Ellen. And Ellen shared it with us later. But the thing is, unless we energize ourselves, unless we get our batteries percolating, unless we plug them in and use them in the circuit, plug it into our body and say, my body is vital, dynamic, alive. Say, I am fantastic. Say, I am glorious. Say, I am good. Say, I am wonderful. Unless we do that, the battery is just going to dissipate. It'll just drift away. On my iPhone, it says I have a life. It says that my battery in my iPhone is good for 4 hours of talking, or for maybe about 200 hours of just being there, and then it dissipates it away. And if it's not used, it just goes. I have an iPad, it's a mini iPad, and it says it's good for how many? 10 hours of use? You get 10 hours of using that little tiny iPad, and if you don't use it, it's good for virtually how many days it's just good for until you do use it again, because it does not allow itself to drain. It does not allow itself to dissipate. It does not allow tension and anxiety to get in there. Can you imagine a battery letting tension and anxiety get in there? Well, truly, batteries have tension and anxiety getting in there. The tension and anxiety are saying, I am designed to last 200 hours of not being used, and then I just fade away. Or I am created to be worth 8 hours of use, or 4 hours of use, or 10 hours of use, like the iPad. How wonderful that is. Who can use a 10 iPad more than 10 hours in a 24-hour day? Why, you really are busy. If you are, plug it in while you're working. Plug it in while you're using it. Plug it in. Keep that energy going, because that energy makes up all the activity of our world. The battery does not need a vacation. The battery needs to be reset occasionally. It needs to be readjusted now and then, but not a vacation. But perhaps the vacation is when you sit back and relax and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. When you sit back and say, I am vital, dynamic, alive. When you sit back and say, wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful. I am good, and everybody in my world is good. A vacation is part of principle, and that's why I use my vacations as principle to give my body life long, happy, healthy, hearty, and everything I do is a joy for me and for everyone in my world. Have a great day. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm.